The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's been our pleasure again to bring Truth for the Day to you for another week, and great truths about the reality of God and His awesome and wonderful attributes. Yes, we only have to look out there in the world of nature, and we see evidence of almighty power. This is not just erratic power exploding in all directions without sense. It's governed by intelligence, supreme intelligence. Thus, some of the attributes of God are evident even in His creation, His intelligence and His almighty power. But if we just took that alone, it would be pretty incomplete. I mean, it'd just be almost like a cold, calculating scientist. We do not have the full picture. We need more than that, and we have to go to God's Word to get the full picture of God. And what we read today shows us that God is love. Yes, God is love. This whole universe has a heart. And I read about this in the writings of none other than the man John, who said so much about the love of God. In 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 7, listen to these wonderful things he has to say to us. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. All right, John says, God is love. And we see the evidence of this love in His only begotten Son, that Jesus became flesh and died for us to save us from our sins. God is love. And again, I read in verse 16 of this fourth chapter of 1 John, and we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. There it is again. God is love. What a wonderful attribute. This old world, this old earth, this universe is just not a heartless system geared to power and intelligence alone. There is compassion and love behind it. God is love, and for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the evidence of His love. Yes, the Old Testament showed us the wrath of God. The New Testament shows us God's love. It also mentions the wrath, too, of God. If we don't believe in the wrath of God, we're not going to appreciate His love, because we're saved from the wrath of God through the love of God, through the grace of God. Even the Old Testament that shows God's holiness and God's wrath was not without love. It put emphasis upon loving God and keeping His commandments. In fact, Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 10 says, in reference to God, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So even back in the Old Testament, we see God's mercy and God's love, although very much in evidence is His wrath and His judgment against sin. Well, we come to the New Testament, and we see the full disclosure of His love in Jesus becoming flesh and walking upon this earth, and we seeing the fullness of the love of God in Him. And how wonderful for John to say here more than once, God is love. God is love. And this is our hope. And we'll look more into this great truth about the love of God, the attributes of God, the reality of God next week, and how we should respond to these attributes in our lives in a practical way. This is the truths we share with you this week. And thank you for listening.